I was born into a Christian family. I remember throughout my childhood, I guess two big things. I remember Mum's thankfulness. Mum was someone who understood that everything we had came from God. And so she often said, "I am grateful. I am so thankful for," because she knew it came from God. I remember Dad's love of reading us the scriptures. Dad got a kid's Bible, and I remember regularly in the breakfast table, out it would come, and he'd read us from the scriptures. I was quite a religious young boy. The point of these testimonies is meant to be really relevant, isn't it? And everyone goes, "Oh yeah, I can really identify with that." I was actually quite odd as a kid. But anyway, I'm going to tell you. So I would go to church with Dad early mornings on Sunday, and I just loved it. I loved listening to him just kind of talk through the kind of traditional words. I'm not sure I really knew what was going on, but I actually thought it was quite interesting. When I went away to school, my friend and I would meet up secretly to have our little kind of Christian huddle. I actually got busted by the matron once at the boarding school reading my Gideon's Bible after lights out to a friend in another dormitory. And she scolded me appropriately at the time. And then 2 days later, she says, "You know that Gideon's Bible that you've got? Can I have a look?" But anyway, that was when I was about 10. Big change in my life, I think, came when I was 13. I went to a Christian holiday, activity holiday, and I sort of knew that God was real, Jesus. I didn't really know what. What's the point? What's the point of being a Christian? And right then, I was 13. I got explained to me really clearly the gospel. God made you. God loves you. You turn away from Him in sin, but He sent His Son Jesus to die for your sins, so that you may be forgiven. Now live for Him. You've got to come to Him and make Him your Savior. And so I remember, I'm not quite sure what I was doing then, whether it was a big conversion or whether basically it was just a big clarification for me. But I remember from that moment thinking, well, I want to live for God. Now, it was rocky road in many ways. My life didn't change completely overnight. Of course it didn't. And it continues to be. But since Will mentioned my rowing, perhaps I can share with you one thing that's really made a big difference. I was a keen sportsman. I was pretty small to begin with. We wouldn't believe it. And then I grew after a while. And when I grew, then it was easier to kind of do well at sport. And I couldn't do anything with a ball, but I could pick up an oar and pull on it and do that again many times. So I have a high boredom threshold. And actually, for me, that was quite an idol. I found it quite hard. I rowed for my school team when I went to university. It's a big question of was I going to make the university team? And the Lord Jesus made a big difference to that. I remember one occasion we went away for a training camp, and it was a selection. And at each selection, they chopped this sliced off the bottom. And I was right on the... I was like, either I'm just going to make it in or I'm just going to make it out. And I remember thinking, right, this is my last weekend with the Oxford University Boat Club. And thinking, this is terrible. But then I came back to these wonderful words here. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. He goes on to... it goes on to say, Your steadfast love is better than life. And that's been my testimony throughout my life, that God's love for me is better than anything this life has to afford.